Okay, we're in Hilchos Ishos Perachot Daled, and we're dealing with cases of situations where a woman could possibly forfeit her ksuba. We left off with Das Moshe and Das Yehudis last time, and now we're going to swing back into a case of Zinsa. The Lachi Ad Zayin, the Rambam explains, Mishara Ishto Shizinsa. So let's say he sees, meaning he witnesses his wife committing adultery. Or let's say one of his relatives who he trusts implicitly says this is the case. And he trusts them. So it doesn't matter as long as he trusts the person bringing in this information, okay? And he believes it to be true, okay? No matter who that, among his relatives, no matter who the source is. So he was so mechizdas on this, shehu emes, he believes it to be true, and because he believes it to be true, hareze chayev lehotzi, v'asr lelov aleh v'tein zubasa. So as a result of that, he must go ahead and divorce her. And not only that, it's usr for him to ever have sexual relations with her, because he believes it to be true, but he still must give her the ksuba, okay? However, vim hodas lo shizinsa teisev lo ksuba. But let's say, what he called, she admits, she acknowledges that that was the case, then she forfeits her ksuba, v'ga. So she makes a shvua, she loves zinsa tachta, that she didn't, commit adultery. Imra osa ba'atzma, ba'akrach tegav eksubasa. Adav adavar acher, eni ochel lahashpia ela alidei gilgul. So basically what that means is that as long as she goes ahead and makes the, the shvua, she can collect the shvua, actually collect on the ksuba, okay? But let's say in other areas, okay, in other matters, which the Ram will take up also later on, you can't make her take a shvua necessarily, only through Gilgul, which is a specific type of Shvua. When we get to the section on Hafla, we'll get a little more into how that kind of Shvua actually works. Now, Amra lo ishto shezinsa tafta bertsona. Let's say she tells her husband, I did this purposely. Okay, I did it b'mezik. Eima shvichim devareah. So it's interesting halacha. We ignore her, meaning we don't take what she's saying as being as having any nemanus. Why? Shema ineha nasta ba'achir. Because maybe it's possible that she was really, interested in someone else, right? And therefore, aba avda ksubasa, ikar v'tosefes, v'avda hadloya, sharei, hodas biznus. So we'll say that maybe she didn't actually have sexual relations with him. She just was, attracted to that person. But ultimately, as a result of this acknowledgement, she loses the ksuba in its entirety, both the ikar and the tosefes. And not only that, any other, rights to any of her property, all this stuff she loses because she's modevs nus. Vimaya ma'amina, let's say he believes her. Vesomchos daital zareya, let's say he actually believes her. You know, she makes his claim and he says, I 100% believe what you're saying. Areza chayav lotzia, which kind of makes sense. You chayav then at that point to end the marriage. Ve'ein bezin kofen es ish lagaras ish lebedavar in varmela. This is very also interesting halacha. Bezin will not force the guy to divorce his wife, okay, from one of these areas. Ad shiavo shnei edim, until there's actually two witnesses that come forward, via idu shizinsa ishizdev if neyam persona, right? It's only in the situation where witnesses say she committed nus in front of them. So we're getting exactly how they got to that point. The point is you need edim to back it up, and then at that point, v'achla kopanus olahotzi. That's a situation where Bezin will force the man to divorce his wife. So in this situation, because of the outcome, edim would be necessary. Okay, halacha yates. Aisha shizinsa tachas v'ilo v'shgaga v'ones. All right, so let's say a woman was involved in znus, either bishogeg, which means she wasn't aware that the relationship was asur, or ones here means rape. So either situation, she wasn't aware or she was raped. Harezu muteres abayla, she would be mutter to continue to have sexual relations with her husband. Shenemar v'hilo nispasa, he nispasa muteres. Okay, so again, she wasn't in the Torah, it says she wasn't raped. But if she was raped in that situation, she's mutter. Bein she'ansa goy, bein she'ansa Yisrael. So it wouldn't matter if the rape took place by a non-Jew or by a Jew. V'chol she'tchilas bi'asav ones. Okay, now let's say the initial sexual relationship was one of rape. Afa pi she'sofa b'ratzon, even if at some point she accepted it, or meaning she consented to the sexual relations. V'afila amra hinicholi she'l mole lo anasosi ha'isi sochraso. Right, and let's say she says, she says basically, leave it be, because if he had not raped me, I would have go ahead ultimately and hired him. Okay, harezu mitaris sheyitzer lavsha, because basically we say that It's mutter. Why is she still mutter to him? Because her yetzahara overcame her. Bitchilasa be'ones haisa. As long as in the beginning of the sexual relations it was done be'ones, even if at some point she changed her mind, we just say that her, so to speak, sexual appetite overcame her, and that's why ultimately she's saying what she's saying. But as long as it was done be'ones at first, that's koveya, so to speak, that defines the nature of this sexual relationship. Allah chachav. Okay, nashim should ganvu osam listen. Okay, harin kishvios. So if women are kidnapped by people, they're considered to be captives. Okay, shahina nusos, and therefore there's a chazaka that they've been raped. Mutar sabalin, and they're still mutter to their husbands. Vim hinichum v'halchu listem atzman. But let's say the women decide to go ahead and engage with these robbers on their own. Then it's considered a willing sexual relationship or a chazak of sexual relationship, and therefore the asu to their husbands. And when it comes to shogeg, okay, and ones, we treat them basically the same, because someone who's involved, a woman who's involved in shogeg, we say it's as if it's done the ones. There's some character of ones attached to it. Okay, lachachaf aleph. Bamed varamorim. Bishahaya Baila Yisrael. Okay, so when does this apply? This applies to a situation where her husband was Jewish. Aval Ishis Kohen, okay, Sheshagaga or Shenensa. Okay, but let's say in an unfortunate situation, if it's the wife of a Kohen and it was either Shogig or Ones, okay, either it was unknowing to her or she was raped, Asura Labaila. Unfortunately, she's Asur to her husband. Treinasis Zona Michal Makom, right? Who Asur Bizona, Kamoshi's Bride, Hilchos Yisrabia. So as we'll see later on, Hilchos Yisrabia. And say for Kedusha, a Kohen it's forbidden for Kohen to be in a relationship with a Zona, even if it unfortunately was a result of her being raped. Nonetheless, that's a special condition that's attached to the Gavra of a Kohen. Halacha Chabez, Ve'achad Eishes Yisrael, O Eishes Kohen, Shenensa. Okay, so either it doesn't matter if she's married to a Yisrael or married to a Kohen. If she's raped, Ksuvasa Kayemes, okay, Ksuva is still intact. Ha'ekir v'atosefes, okay. V'lo yisida m'ksuba salola, klum. So it's an important thing that she doesn't lose out on her ksuba because of being raped. The kofen is a kohen litan l'ksuba salagasha. But of course, if because she was raped, she can't stay with the kohen anymore, we force the kohen to go ahead and give her the ksuba and divorce her. Halacha chav gemo. Eishes kohen, the wife of a kohen, sh'arma l'baila, she says to her husband, nan nastio shagasi v'nivalti l'acher. Let's say she says to her husband who's a kohen, I was raped. Okay, in a kosher dvaria, right? We don't actually pay attention to her. Why? Shema inea nasav acher. Because maybe we say she was attracted to someone else. Bim haisa nemenislo. Okay, but let's say he believes her. O shamalo adam shu somech al dvarav, or if someone he trusts tells him this is the case. Yotzi v'den ksuba. They get divorced, and he must still give her the ksuba. Halacha chavdalev. Haomer leishto bifnei shnayim. Okay, let's say a man says to his wife in front of two witnesses. Okay. Altistery im ish ploning. Okay. The nichnasa imalasesa. So he says in front of witnesses, please do not seclude yourself with this guy, with this dude. And what happens? She does so. She does it in secrecy. She does so in privacy, bifneshne edim, in front of two edim. Vishas kede tuma, right? And enough time went by that they could have sexual relations. Harezu asura al baila. She's usher to her husband, ad shishkena meymar. Okay, until she drinks the sota water, Kamoshi's Barbie Hilchos Sota. That's going to be the last section of Hilchos, of Sefer Nashim will be Hilchos Sota. But basically, that's the halacha. This is, of course, a case of a suspicious sexual relations taking place. Vemes Kodem, Shishakana. But let's say he dies before she drank the water. Ein laksuva, she forfeits a ksuva. Dafi shlo matzo, davar mechor. Right? Even if we don't see any actual iser, because she ein lachal davar mechor, yes or mizeh, because this is the most despicable way for her to act. Vayom, but what do we do today? She'ein sham mesota. Nesra, so in this situation in Rosh Hashanah, Nesra alav iser olam. She is usher to him forever. V'teitzei b'lo ksuva, lo ikar b'lo tosefa, she forfeits her ksuva in its entirety. Sharei ma'aseya haram garmula le'asa. Because her evil action, so to speak, caused this state of iser to emerge. So therefore, she bears culpability. And finally, halacha kafei, as you finish off, perek habdalad, amrullah, let's say he says to her, Beino Levena, in privacy, al tisteri mishponi. So again, he didn't say it in front of witnesses, but in their home, he said, listen, don't go into that room with so-and-so. Vira osa shenistara imo, and he sees her, again, no witnesses, but he sees her seclude herself with that individual. Vishas kadei tuma, and enough time went by for them to have sexual relations. Harizu asura love bizman hazeh, right? She's ushered to him in this during this period of time. I mean, today, shein sham mesota, because we don't have mesota today. Vechayev lahotzi, he must divorce her, v'itein ksuba. So even if he says to her in private, don't go be alone with that guy, and he says he saw her, that's enough to create a situation of isra. Vim hodas shenistra achar shehisraba, teitzid lo ksuba. And if she decides to admit that she did seclude with that guy after he warned her not to, she forfeits her ksuba. Levigach mashbiyal zeh, therefore she has to take a shvua. And if she takes a shvua that didn't happen, she takes a shvua of achagach yitein ksuba. Then he would have to give her the ksuba. Okay, that leaves us with Perek Chafei, the final Perek, which basically covers certain halachas that have to do with the financial term is a mekachtaos. Mekachtaos means that you buy something under where you didn't know all the facts, and therefore it was a bad transaction, for lack of a better term. Similarly, here these are situations where the marriage took place and. There are certain aspects of who she is that he didn't know about. And most of them are focused on the physical. And then the question is that considered an undermining of the marriage to begin with, as you soon see in the cases. So Nalacha Aleph, the Rambam says, and Nosha Isa Stam. So let's say he marries a woman without making any specifications at all. Then Nimsu Alea Nidarim. And let's say he finds out that she made lots of Nidarim. Okay. Teitse Belo Ksuba Lo Iker Belo Tosefa. So he divorces her and she forfeits a ksuba. Now, which nedarim? Okay, it can't be that she made any neder. So the elu nedarim amru, which nedarim basically caused the marriage to dissolve? She makes a neder, she'll sochal basar, or she'll tishten yayin. Very interesting today when it comes to vegans. But anyway, she makes a neder that she won't eat meat, or she won't drink wine, or she'll tiskashet mine tzvonin, or she won't wear colorful clothing. Behuah din, which also is interesting when it comes to certain streams of Judaism that insist that women don't wear colorful clothing. So basically that the Rambam's point is that if she makes a neder to not do things that women normally do, that's bad. But if she makes a neder about a different area, it's perfectly fine. So it's not that any neder causes a problem. Rather, it's a neder that really, in a sense, undermines normative behavior that a woman's involved in. But so too, okay, when a man marries a woman, mum. Now here's the tougher part. Let's say he finds a blemish, some problem in her. We've seen these before, right? All the way back in the beginning of Ishus, that there are certain things that are defined as a mum nashim, shekivar b'yarnim, like he explained before. V'lo yada habal the mum zeh, v'lo shamabo v'ratza. Okay? And it's discovered, basically, he had no clue, right? He had no idea that she had this mum, okay? He would never accept such a thing, right? So then, harezu teitze v'loksuva v'loikar v'losefa. So again, the assumption here is she's hiding the mum from him. But the point is that if he didn't know about the mum, okay, and this is something that really is something he doesn't want, then he has the right to go ahead and divorce her without paying her the ksuva. So what's the case? Okay, it's a very strange case. But what's the case? Ketza. Hayam merchatz ba'ir. So let's say there is a bathhouse in the city. V'hayu lo krovim. Okay, and he has relatives in the city. So what he can't say as follows. Lo yodati mumen elo. Okay, he can never say, I don't know about these mumen. Okay, you'll see why in a second. Dafilu mumen shebaseser. Right, even if these mums were in, let's say, a hidden place on her body. Why? Because what's he going to do? He's always going to chat. He's always going to ask his relatives about what's going on with his wife. Okay, or his future wife. The chazaka sheshama v'ratza. And if he goes in and marries her, we can assume that he heard about these mumim and decided to marry her anyway. Okay, so that's the key. In other words, I should say that's the key. It's not so simple, but if a situation where there's a bathhouse in the city and he has relatives, right, who are there also, he can never say, I didn't know about her mumim, right? Because he would assume that his relatives would check into it and he'd know about this ahead of time. And nonetheless, even though he knew she had a mum, he still decided to get married anyway. But let's say there's no merchatz in the city, okay? Oh, shalo hayulo krogim. Or let's say he doesn't have any relatives, right? Toin the mumim is shiva seser. So then he could say that these are mumim that were hidden, that he didn't know about. He didn't know about these mumim. So you can rely on that. So at this point in the Rambam, if there's a merchatz and krogim in the city, he can't use, I didn't know about the mumim as an excuse. But if there's no Merachatz or he has no relatives, he can fall back on, I'm very surprised about this mum that my wife has. The nichva be'itim yiduim, harehu mimume seser. So literally what this translates into is that if she has seizures, epileptic seizures on occasion, these are considered hidden, what do you call it, mumen. Aval the mumen shebegaloi, okay, but let's say there's a mum that everyone can see. Okay, it's an obvious mum, not like I'm not sure, I mean, today it'd be a little different, but back then, an epileptic seizure might have been more easily hidden. Today, it's not the case. But anyway, mumen shebegaloi means that it's clear that she has a mum. And the yochalitun, he can never make a claim that he didn't know. Treyakol roenosum, because everyone can see the mum, okay? Ve'omer lo, and they'll say to him, the cheschaso sheshamav and ispayas. And he'll say that he heard about it, and nonetheless, he accepted it, okay? Davar yaduahu, she'ein din zel of os and makomos, she'ein mina ganashim sham lahalech b'shuk. So, okay, so this only applies. This halacha only applies in an environment where the normal custom is for women. You're going to get a little bit of sense of a little Islamic history here, but only in a situation where women would walk in the shuk, upnein gluyos, okay, and their faces would be uncovered, okay? That kol yodinosa, right? And everyone knows such a thing. Vomer and zuhi bito shaponi. So everyone would recognize her and say, oh, that's so-and-so's sister, right? Bito shaponi, v'zuhi achoso shaponi. Right, it's this person's daughter or this person's sister. Kemo ari edom is manazev. Basically, literally, you could argue Rome, but basically, like Europe today. Aval mekomo she'ein derech habanos sham latzeis l'shuklal. But in a city or an environment where the women do not go out to the market, okay, v'im teitzei abas merachatz b'neshev teitzei misnakrev lo yir osam adam chutz mekrov aseya. Let's say it's a situation, and again, this comes from certainly from even back then, a certain Muslim practices, where let's say a woman would not go out normally, but let's say if she did go out, okay, she'd go out at night and she'd go out with a veil covering her face and no one could see her except for her relatives. Then he can make the claim, he can make the claim he didn't know about the mum because her face was covered up. So let's say, for example, in today's terms, if she was wearing a burqa, she lives in an environment where women dress in burqas, so the man can always make the claim that he didn't know about the mum. The who shalo hayasham merchatz. As long as there's no actual merchatz in the city, the shalo haysalo krova livdokba, and there is no relative who we can go ahead and check with about the status of this mum. Aval imayasham merchatz ba'ir zu she'ein derech anashim latzisba. Right. Let's say there is a merchatz in the city, okay, where in a city where women don't normally go out, ufneim megulos, right, and their faces, they will never go out with their faces uncovered. Imeshlo krova, if he has a relative. And the yachaliton, he still can't make the claim because everyone will see her naked when she's inside the bathhouse. So even if women don't normally go out, at some point she's going to go out to the merachatz, and when she does, someone there will see her and will discover her mum. V'im darchan lehichabe ulisnaper af merachatz. But let's say you live in a town where even in the merachatz itself, a woman normally would cover up. Okay, ushatia habas rochetzis belayla. She would only bathe at night, or bias katan, share merchatz levada, or like in this basically a bathhouse that can only fit one person, atchulotira, basically that no one would ever see her, the lototha or know her. Then harayze toa and afumun shivagali. Then he can make the claim even by mumun shivagali, even by an obvious mum that she has. Shadvarm elu dvarm shaltan behem enum zeres akasir. And the reason why is, and just to translate this literally, the reason why the Rambam is saying this is because we need to be reasonable. These are all reasonable things, but these aren't actually strict halacha. It's not that the halachic system is telling you it's the case. Rather, what we're going to say is that we recognize that these are just reasonable things, and this is how we should. That's why the Rambam is so specific about these types of situations. Okay, halacha gemo. Now horu mixas agonim. Now some gonim paskin shizesh amru chachamim neishu bodei b'krabosav. Right, so that. When some Gaonim said that the Chachamim had said that why does he go ahead and check what he called with his relatives concerning if his wife has a mum or not? Okay, Eino Krovosa Dovad Al Filim Miyoda. It's not just limited to his Krovim, but even to his friends. Okay, so if he can rely, let's say his friends live in the city, he can rely on his friends, what's interesting kind of friends, but that his friends are looking out to see if she has a mum. That Filu Hayah Garba Ir, Vemo Karv Kla. And even if he lived in a city, right, and he had no, what do you call it, no krovim there at all, if there's a merchatz there, he would not be able to be toin. It's impossible, he has no friends, We'll say to one of his friends, that's one of his friends to go ahead and say, listen, go tell me, check her out, make sure there's no mumim. And therefore, the chazaka would be is that he knew about this and nonetheless decided to get married. The law here really didn't say that. The Rambam rejects this. Right? So the Rambam says, psychologically speaking, a person is not going to reveal all his specific concerns about this area to anyone, right? Ela lekrobam, only to his relatives. In other words, his relatives are the ones that he would really share this information with. But not only that, Shane Daito Somechas El Divrei Krovav Yoser. Not only that, if a guy wants to rely on somebody, he's going to be much more, it's more likely to rely on what his relatives say, more in order to place more stock in what his relatives say than what his friends say. Okay. Halacha Dalet. Now, Ketzad Hi Tainas HaMumim. Now, what is the claim? What's this taina that the husband can say about her having a mumim? What's the construct of such a taina? Im Hayu HaMumim She Nimsu Ba Mumim Shevadai Hayuba Kodem Shetisares. So let's say it's a mum that was clear. There's no question it existed prior to them getting their kedushin. What's an example? Go on Etzva Yisera Hiotzba. Like she had an extra finger. So it's not like the finger grew, so to speak, after they got married. It was there all along. So Al Ha'av Lahabi Raya. So the father must then bring proof Sheyada Ben Abal Viratza Osha Cheskaso Sheyada. Right, so he must prove that either the husband knew about it and accepted it, okay, or that there's no way he could have known about it. Then Lohebi takes a Ksuba Klal, and if he can't prove it, then she's divorced, then he can divorce her without a Ksuba. Now, how you mum and she'efshar shenol duba achar harusin, let's say it's a mum that could have emerged after the Kiddushin, and nimsuba achar shenechos ala beisabal, if he discovers the mum after Nisuan, basically, right. Then the husband must bring a proof. Right? So you must show that she had these mumim before they consecrated the marriage, right? And that therefore he entered into this relationship as a mechatos, as a mistaken purchase, so to speak. Or literally like a, you know, he went under this with false pretenses. Then nimsuba, but let's say it turns out they discover, but he basically, yes, she had them while she was still in her father's house. Then the father must bring proof. Shachar Erison, and it was only after the kedushin, noldu v'nistacha shadeh. Right. So what it called? So the father must prove that's the case, that it happened after the kedushin, and then the husband will go ahead and suffer the loss as a result. Okay. Halacha hey. Now hey v'abal raya. Right. But let's say the husband brings proof. Shad shalonis arsa. Right. Until they got kedushin. Hayuba. Right, that she had it. Oh, shahodos lo, or she actually admitted that was the case. Bekach, behavior of raya, and the father brings a proof. Shirah v'shasak v'disfayis. And let's say the father brings a proof that no, the husband saw it and knew about it and didn't say anything, therefore accepted it. Oh, shechazkaso shiyada behem v'disfayis. Or it's an assumption they knew about it and accepted it anyway. Areza chay v'ksubasa. Then the husband is obligated to ksuba. So we do take the father's testimony seriously. Allah above. Now, Habal Ishto, Vishal Kamayamim. Let's say he has sexual relations with his wife and he waits a few days. And after that, Vitam, he says, he makes the claim afterwards, Shemumze, lo nira liarata. He says, listen, she had this mum. I didn't see it until today. A week went by. We had, what do you call it? After we have sexual relations, 5 days went by. And all of a sudden, I discovered she had a mum. Okay. If I feel the high of a silk hakamatin, of a kafaregal in Shemelo, even if, let's say, it's literally within the folds of her skin, or if it's, let's say, on the bottom of her foot, we don't listen to him. Okay, his claim is denied. Chazaka shein adam shosa bekos. I mean, the analogy that Rambam is using is chazaka that a person would never drink from a cup. Ala imkin botko yafa yafa. You'd have to check what he's about to drink first carefully. Okay, so the same logic applies to her. Therefore, the chazaka is he knew about the imam, and nonetheless, he still wanted to go ahead and marry her. So it's too late for him to go back on that. Halacha Zion, Hanosa Isha Venimsa She'en La Vesis Kavua L'Nidasa. Okay, now this, we'll get much more into this in Nisure Bia. This is also a very challenging case. Let's say he marries a woman, and it turns out that she doesn't have what's called a Vesis Kavua, which means a fixed time for when she begins to menstruate. Elelo Sargish V'atzma Achatira Damida. Rather, what happens? We'll get to this with Hargashos and things like that. But basically what it means is that what happens is immediately, okay, she feels only when she begins menstruating. Okay, so there's no like warning, so to speak, that she's going to menstruate. And if she menstruates, it's that the feeling of menstruation, that she's going to menstruate, and menstruating happened at the same exact moment. Harezu lo tishamish ela b'shnei edim shebodekas v'hen atzma efalifnei tashish v'echalacha tashish. So basically what has to happen is that they can only have sexual relations if she goes ahead and uses two cloths, okay? One, she checks herself internally prior to they have sexual relations, and one, she checks herself afterwards. Okay, v'achar tashish, kusvin ad shel ish shemekanech bo atzma, right? And this is in addition to the husband who also must check himself with the cloth to see if there's any blood. All this will explain in much more detail on Hilchos Isurei Bia. Okay. Halachas, v'afal pi shemum gadol huzeh. Okay. So even though this is a terrible, terrible mum for a woman to not have the normal hargasha prior to nida, lo hifsida klum. She still doesn't lose out on her ksuba. Trei bodekas atzma tchila meshameshes. Because what could she do? She can always check herself first prior to having sexual relations. Now comes the famous case. Harei shebadka atzma v'nivola ube'es shekansa atzma. Excuse me, shekancha atzma hi. Right. V'hu ki v'hu. Nimsa dam al eitshalah, al eitshalah. Right. So the famous case is, let's say she checked herself prior to having sexual relations. They went ahead and had sexual relations. And then when they were cleaning themselves off, they found blood either on the cloth she was using or the cloth that he was using. Im irazeh pam achar pam, shloshep amim, smucha zulazu. If this happens three times in a row, okay, each time they have sexual relations, they discover bleeding afterwards, okay? Harezu asura leshev im baila, right? She's now prohibited to remain married to her husband. The teitzev lo ksuva lo ikar lo tosefes, which of course sounds very punitive, but ultimately she goes out forfeiting her ksuva because this is considered a mum. Vein la tanai mitanai ksuva, she forfeits everything. Why? Shari'ina ruil tashmash, because it's impossible to have sexual relations with this woman. But yotzi, below yachzir la'ola. And not only that, after he divorces her, they can never get back together again. Why? Shema tisrape. Because maybe this condition she has will heal. V'nimsa shalom gomar l'garsha b'shatsky rushin. And then what will end up happening is that his decision in deciding to divorce her would have been an incomplete one, which can't happen. U'materesli nasa ba'achek moshi's bribe in anida. But she isn't permitted to marry another man. We assume that this condition she has is exclusive to the specific relationship they had with each other. Let's just see if we can finish out the parak. There's a few more halachas. Halacha tes, v'ed dvar morim. So when does this apply? If she had this condition from the time they first were married, meaning from Bia Rishona, other than obviously Bia Rishona, but right from the beginning of their marriage, right, she automatically sees menstrual blood, not Dam Besula, which we'll get to later on. Right, but let's say this is the condition she develops after they're married. He suffers a loss as a result. Therefore, if they had sexual relations one time, they don't find any dam. But then after that, every time they have sexual relations, they see blood. Then they get divorced. He gives her the ksuba in its entirety. And he can never remarry her as a result. And so too. Anytime a woman develops any type of mum after they get married, afilo nasis mukashchin, even if it's again, the translation of this is some type of leprosy, but it means just a huge affliction of boils. Im ratzal lekayim mikayim, im ratzal hotzi tengsuba. Then it's up to him whether he wants to remain married to her or not. He's allowed to go ahead and divorce her, but he would owe her the ksuba as a result. Halach yud aleph, ha'ish shenodu ba mumen. Now let's go to the man. Let's say the man develops mumen acha shenasa, after they go ahead and get married, I feel the nikta yodo ruglo or nismas eno. Okay, it doesn't matter if he had a hand or foot amputated, or let's say he becomes blind in an eye. Velo rutsa isha leishavimo, and she doesn't want to basically live with him anymore. Ain kofenoso lahotzi b'tang suba el im rutsas teisha v'moratsas teitei loksuba. So basically, we can't force him. Okay, even though she's unhappy, we won't force him to give the ksuba, to divorce and give the ksuba. Rather, what we say is that if she wants to stay married, she can. And if not, she forfeits her ksuba. Kadin kol isha meredes. So unfortunately, she's classified as a meredes in this situation. Avaim nolad lo. But let's say he develops reach hapeh, literally halitosis, or reach hachotem, or some other smell that comes from the nose. O shechazer lelaket So what's klavim? Literally, he's someone who decides to go into the business of collecting dog feces. O lachzov nechoshes miikaro. Or let's say he's someone who decides to mine copper. O la'abed oros, which mine copper also makes you smell bad. O la'abed oros also creates, working at a tannery, it creates a tremendously bad smell. Kofenos olahotzi v'tegesuba. So if he has these terrible odors, you go ahead and force him to go ahead and divorce her, and he must give her ksuba. Then ratzos teishavim bala. But she wants her, she can stay with him. So even if he continues to collect dog feces, it's her prerogative whether she wants to stay married to him or not. Let's say, again, he suffers this affliction. In this situation, we do force him to divorce her and give her ksuba. The alpha pishi, he wrote Saleshev, even if she wants to stay with him, ain't shemulna. We don't listen to her. Why? And the reason why is basically what's going to happen, his condition will cause her to literally suffer physically. Okay, translation is consuming her skin. Vim amra, but let's say she says, let's say she says, listen, I want to remain married to him. I'll never have sexual relations with him. But we'll have witnesses to make sure that's not the case. Then we actually will listen to her in such a situation. And finally, if the husband's in one of those cases before where, again, he smells terrible, umes, okay, and let's say he dies, okay, without kids, okay, and unfortunately, her brother-in-law suffers from the same affliction as her deceased husband, okay, so she's married to a guy that has halitosis, and then it turns out his brother also has halitosis. Yecholi lomar, she can say as follows. Okay, she could say to him, listen, I was able to accept this with your brother, but with you, it's just too much. I can't spend the rest of my life living with someone with halitosis. So what's halacha? Yachlotzi tank suba. She could do chalitza, and she gets her ksuba. That finishes Hilchos Ishus, and God willing, tomorrow we'll pick up with Hilchos Gerishim.